Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
All right, so you and your lifelong BFF have been making this thing since junior high. It's called the hookup map. And basically, you're observing the different social groups of your schools as you're aging. And like, okay, so there's confirmed hookups. There's like longing looks. You got it all clocked, you know, and the two of you are just giggling and making notes of all of it. Cut to, it is senior year of high school. Summer just ends. You and your BFF go to this music festival. You get hammered. You don't really remember what happened, but whatever. Now we're going back to school. You get to school on day one, and the hookup map is now public. Everybody's seen it. So, like, the teachers hate you. The parents hate you. All the kids who are in the hookup map hate you. The rest of them, like, want the goss, you know, and they're just, like, looking at you like you got fucking two heads because, you know, you're this big, like, local celebrity now. And all of this is going on. You seek out BFF and you're like, oh my God, this is crazy. What happened? And they're like, fuck you, and punch you in the face. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
What?
They punch you in the face?
Do they think you did it? Unknown.
Unknown.
So in the hookup map that is now public, it's evident that you are one of the authors of it.
Yes, it is out there that you are the co-author. Yes,
the two of you. So both of your names are clearly out.
Yeah. So it is like out.
Why did the teachers hate you?
Because you're causing drama in their school,
and probably because some of those teachers are on there with the students.
Really?
Gotta be.
Oh, no. Gotta be.
That's gotta be awful. Their seniors now.
Yeah.
That's happened
teachers
at least once
gross.
By then.
So,
you say
you
teachers
no
are gross?
The ones who fuck students are gross.
Yes, that is true.
So your friend just fucking punches you?
In the face.
Damn,
the
you know, face. I would punch them back. I'm gonna be honest. You punch me? For what reason?
I think I yell, for what reason?
Yeah.
Tears streaming out of your eyes.
Yeah. To what end? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so do you have any other friends?
Not anymore.
Really. Not anymore.
So you find, like, a group of outcasts, there's like this little trio of gays and theys that are okay. Like kind of the mean kids of the school, but they're like also outsiders, you know, they're bullied and bullies.
Yes.
And you sort of fall in with them because you're now like this mean kid celebrity
right.
For having created the hookup map.
No. Is this Dear Evan Hansen?
No, this is not.
I could not hold it straight face. I know what Dear
Evan
Hansen is.
I think it's a show on Netflix, right? I feel like I've seen the promo. I didn't know about
show?
The punching in the face.
This is the remake. It is a New Zealand show remaking a 80s New Zealand show called Heartbreak High.
Ah.
And it just dropped on Netflix and it was pretty fucking good.
All right, I'm going to watch it.
I like Easy Lunch shows.
Okay. I mean, I just said I'm going to watch it, but I still want to know, why is your best friend so mad? Is that like a long-term mystery of the show, or do you find
Yes. And so as you try to like mend this bridge...
Just a wonder.
Uh-huh.
Is there any romantic tension between you and this best friend?
Kind of. Like, I think so. When I was watching it, I for sure thought so. But they kind of squash it. Like, you're for sure both queer. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's a lot of, like, hugging and, like, intimate touching nose to nose stuff.
Yeah, okay.
But they, like, they squash it and couch it as, like, these are, like, true intimate best friend moments. At least for now. I haven't watched the whole thing. But there is, like, you get both perspectives, both characters' perspectives in unraveling the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
So we are getting little flashes of what happened the night that y'all went to the music festival and blacked out. And it seems kind of scary and violent.
Oh, no.
And you walk in on the best friend. She walks in on her best friend in the locker room and sees that they have like bruises on their side and stuff like that.
Is this a drama?
It is. It's a dramedy.
Okay.
It's very...
like Sex Education vibes.
Very Sex Education, yes. If you like Sex Education, for sure watch Heartbreak High.
I was liking it too much. And I was like, this is going to be like my favorite show. I need to savor it. So I like stopped. I think I got through season one and then I was like, I'm going to just take a little break.
Yeah.
There's more good stuff.
I know there is, but I'm like, I it's in my future now. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Like if I get, you know, diagnosed with a terminal illness, Sex Education.
Oh, you're going to watch it.
So watch out,
that's
guys.
That's your main
item number one on the bucket list.
Oh my gosh. Okay. No. If I get diagnosed with a terminal illness, y'all need to make a list for me because I need to... I don't want to have to be making those hard decisions.
Oh, boy. Can you make someone else's bucket list?
I would do it.
Patrick's like, Simpsons, season 11, season 11. Episode 9.
It's not good, but it's not that bad.
It's not good, but it's got good gags. How did you, what form did the hookup map take? Was it like a physical paper thing that you had in like a treehouse? Like I'm trying to figure out like how big of a breach it is that it is now made public.
I don't
because if it's just like a Google Doc and like someone got a link.
I mean, I don't actually remember that specific mechanic. I assumed it was like a paper document, but I could also be thinking of like the burn book from Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Book. A Google Doc is such a bad like prop for a TV show.
Yeah.
True.
Now, and they'll probably get into this on the show, but what is the accuracy of this hookup map?
So a lot of it is just like you're making goofs. Like you see two boys on the basketball team who are like maybe a little
this
too.
This is meaner than I thought. Because honestly, I don't think as a scientific document, if you just tracked the hookups that happen.
And some of them are true, which I think muddies the water. Even.
Yeah.
It's just goss and like, speculation.
Yeah. Oh. But the suggestion ones are a little bit, because it's really mean to talk about two people hooked up if they hooked up.
No, because it happened.
Right? Colin says maybe it's mean.
I don't know.
I don't think it's not mean to talk about it with like your friend, but like it's just the second that it becomes like a thing that you memorialize.
Okay, so you start an account,
like
you call it Gossip Girl, and you just post about it.
Yeah.
Is that mean?
Yeah, is Gossip Girl mean? Is that the question?
If you're one of the fucking teachers, then it is very mean.
It's very mean. It's been appropriate. But if you sound like Veronica Mars, I kind of like you.
But if you reveal yourself to be Dan Humphrey, then...
Then probably then it was all a waste.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. There is a slant to it where it does feel like they are mocking the subjects of their hookup map.
Welcome to Mocktoberfest.
Woohoo!
We're doing Mocktober ships because it's still October, which means it's Mocktober as well.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Does anyone have a Mocktober ship that they would like to share?
Sure.
Ryan?
I went Mocktober mockumentary.
Okay.
The seminal United States mockumentary show that we all remember, The Office, and that central couple that we all root for every second of the show. Ups and downs, mostly ups, because they're just meant to each other. They make each other better.
Aaron and Andy.
they're able to grow together and really become something better and bigger together than they ever were apart. Of course, I'm talking about Phyllis and Bob Vance.
Yeah, Vance Refrigeration.
Because when we meet Phyllis, she's like very timid.
Yeah,
and she is like very second banana to the party planning committee, and she's just like scared all the time. And then when she meets Bob Vance, she goes through like a second adolescence, or like a second coming out, growing up. Like she re-enters her adulthood in this very like. I mean, she's super horny all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She loves her husband. He loves her. He pumps her up.
Yeah.
She's one of the people on the show who you know has a really good life when the show is not happening.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I love that for her. So Phyllis and Bob Vance.
Yes.
I tried to fake you guys out that I was going to talk about one of those
Jim
other
couples. Jim and Pam
couples.
Or something. I know. But I was scared. I was scared. I was like,
I was
who is it going to be?
I had you.
You did. I was scared. I knew you wouldn't say Jim and Pam because I know you too well.
Yeah.
Because I was like, she would never.
I would never. I thought about Michael and Holly, but I'm like, those... Michael sucks.
Michael sucks.
I don't
so
really
much.
Wish. Whereas Phyllis, I kind of wish good things for her.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I always think about that. I forget who they're going to lunch with, but there's a scene where Phyllis and Bob are at lunch with.
Yes.
It might be like Michael
it's
and
with Jim and Pam.
Jim and Pam.
Yeah.
And they like leave to have sex in the bathroom, and they come back to the table, and Phyllis just downs a glass of water. Yeah.
It's so funny.
Funniest thing.
And they're all askew. Yeah. It's so funny.
So good.
That's a good. That's a good couple. Yep. That's so good.
Okay, I'll do one.
Okay.
All right, guys. This is how I got here.
All right.
Mocktober. Mocking. Who mocks people? Bullies. What were the biggest bullies? Salem witch trials.
Totally. Yes.
Okay.
Please tell me we're talking about Dorcas Whore.
No, we're not talking about Dorcas Whore.
Okay.
Bless. Rest her. Rest in peace. No, I am talking about Fear Street, 1666.
Ooh.
Sarah Fear and Hannah Miller. I love them together. I literally cried at the like when we find out why Sarah Fear was called a witch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because she admitted she was a witch. She said she was the witch to throw off suspicion of Hannah Miller to protect her from being killed. And she keeps saying like, I am the witch. I did it. Like as she's about to be fucking hanged.
Yeah.
And she just says it with like such conviction, and their relationship's really cute, and they like so obviously love each other. But she's like, you can tell she's like, I know that like we're fucked no matter what, but B, I love this person and I want to protect her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say that it was me. But then at the end, she's like, and I am going to visit eternal vengeance upon you to the guy that's like sentencing her.
Cause you
then,
have to have a last little twist. It's Arl Stein.
You have to. And it's like, this is the whole reason why she's so angry. It's because it's like, I got killed for loving somebody.
Yep.
And really, the person that was behind all of the shit that happened in that fucking town was the creepy guy that was trying to marry her. And she did the mistake, which I think I've mentioned what you should do. So basically, she goes into his house, and this is before she's being hanged, obviously. And she like discovers all these tunnels and that he's been doing like evil deals with the devil to like be successful and like be with her. And she instantly is like, fuck you. But I was like, you should not to victim blame. But in my head, I'm like, if I were her, I'd be like, wow, this is like so cool. I love that you did all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he's like, great, I'm going to go to sleep because I'm so tired from all my stuff that I'm doing that's evil. Then you kill.
Yeah. But you have to be prepared to kill.
Yes.
Yeah, and also black magic. You don't think he has protective spells over him when he sleeps?
Yeah, maybe because he has all that magic.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe here's what you do. Wait till he sleeps. Fuck up his little rituals area.
Oh, yeah. Let's get to the climax right away.
And run away.
Isn't that what she ends up doing when she's down in the tunnel?
Yes, but he's after her as well.
Yeah.
And he cuts off her hand.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. It's like...
Those movies are so fucking
they're
sick,
so
dude.
Good. I love these movies. The kills are iconic. And it's like such... Like each one feels so much like what it is. Like the 90s one feels like a 90s slasher. The 70s one, 70s slasher. And this is like prestige horror, like period piece.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's like... If you're not familiar with the series, it's like basically... We're trying to figure out like why there's this curse on Fear Street, basically. And all the characters in the first two movies play characters in the past, so you get to see them in this historic way. And then, like, the twists and turns and finding out, like, oh, this, like, the reason why the town is how it is because, like, people in power are evil and they just want more power. And that's bad. And, but just, like, that final, that moment where we're, like, on her and she's saying, like, I am the witch. I did all this stuff. And, like, you know it's a lie and everyone's, and you know that she's just doing it because she loves Hannah. It's, like, really, I don't know, it was really beautiful. And I love their relationship. And they have a relationship in the 90s as well.
Yeah.
So it's cute to see, like, that they do end up getting to be together eventually, lifetimes later.
I need to do because I don't think I watched the 60s. I didn't make it that far. I got through the 90s one and then something happened. But I feel like I'm going to do a rewatch this October.
The second and third ones are my favorite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I go back and forth between the second and third being my favorite because I love 70s slashers so much. But yeah, I think they're both really good.
Yeah. And the third one,
the way it wraps everything up.
Yeah, it has such an end around payoff that, like, for me, like, really worked. Like, I think I like gasped or screamed when they revealed how they were going to pay everything off.
And I was literally, like, everything pays off.
Yeah.
Literally things that you didn't think would pay off.
It was really cool. And I love that they shot them out of order. They shot 16 first.
Okay.
And then the drunk guy who catches them and, like, makes the whole fucking thing, he got rewritten into the previous two, the 90s movie.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Because
I didn't know
he was so fucking good as the drunk bad guy in the last one.
Mm-hmm. So when you say the third one, what does that mean?
1669.
Okay, that's
1666.
So that, 16...
Hell yeah.
69, dude!
Yeah.
I didn't know you were chill like that.
It's 1996.
Four.
1994.
74.
74.
And then
1666?
I think so.
Or 1976?
I mean, I could look it up.
Is there a lot of? Are they wearing a lot of bicentennial outfits?
That's how you would know.
I mean, I'm just saying. If you're going to set it in 1976, somebody is wearing a pair of jean shorts that look like a flag.
No, no, yeah, it's 60. Okay, I got it. So, yeah. 94.
94.
No jean shorts.
94, 78.
Oh, 78.
66.
Okay. Oh, right, because 78 being a, throwback to, I think, Halloween coming out.
Oh, okay.
So it's like there's a lot of, like, Easter eggs. Cause there's a lot of, like, homage to. Yeah.
It's a summer camp on the lake slasher.
Oh, yeah. I love a summer camp on the lake slasher.
Yeah,
it's, like,
it's
one of my
great
favorite genres.
And it stars the girl from Stranger Things, the red haired one.
Mm-hmm.
She's the lead. Yeah,
yeah.
She's the lead.
Great.
So it's great. It's really good. Oh, and that one's about sisters. So, like, they're, like, different ones, like, that are about, like, different.
Oh, yeah. I just remembered the fucking... Okay. Yeah. I just remembered the final showdown.
That final showdown.
They all got good endings,
all ripped,
dude. Yeah.
They all rip. That final showdown. Oh, and Gillian Jacobs is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Low-key, like, fucking awesome horror trilogy.
Yeah.
I think it's because they dropped them all.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people missed it because it was, like, a lot to watch. But, yeah, they were fucking dope.
It's the Netflix thing.
Mm-hmm.
And people, I think, like, dismissed them because they were like, oh, it's like for kids or something, but it, like, dude, the kills are crazy. Mm-hmm. It's really good. I don't know, I liked all those movies a lot.
Yeah.
And they felt like, and this is what I think because I've read many of the Fear Street books,
yes,
they feel like Fear Street.
Okay.
Like, the person who made these, you can tell, knows why the director knows why she loves Fear Street.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not like paint by numbers exactly plot wise but it feels exactly like reading these books, which is great. But yeah, the third one elevates the entire trilogy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I gotta go back
for sure.
Yeah, it makes everything pay off. It's so good. Yeah, but brutal. Quite brutal.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
the, what was our theme?
Mock.
October. I have a mock.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay, great. Tell us the mock.
What's our theme?
Well, we went into like straight up like classic October kind
of
shit.
Yeah.
I could talk about that shit all fucking,
right.
All liblong day. But who is like, maybe not the king of mockumentary, but let's say the crowned prince of mockumentary.
The prince.
Kind of like duke?
Christopher Guest.
I would say he's the king.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize there was
Prince of mockumentary prince. Would be Taika Waititi.
I was thinking Mr. Rob Reiner.
I would say he's like the godfather.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Because Spinal Tap predates the Christopher Guest movies, and Christopher Guest is part of what makes.
Right. Yeah. He's the grand king of Godfather worked. I don't know why
grand
I'm trying
king
to
is kind of like king. Getting kind of close to like Ku Klux Klan shit.
Yeah.
Have you ever read a book about fairies? I feel like in fairyland, there's such a thing as a grand
the
king.
The grand king of fairyland.
Like Cruel Prince by Holly Black.
Did you read
book.
That?
Oh, loved it.
Okay.
I really recommend it, Ryan.
Okay.
It's so sexy
I'm
and romantic.
I'm trying to do the Sarah J. Maas, the like.
Oh, I bought those as well. Are they good?
I can't get into it, but apparently the first guy you meet is not the actual love interest.
Okay.
So I just need to push through to get, because right now, if you're just like a traditional fairy.
Right.
Like Legolas is beautiful, but not hot to me.
No, not hot to me either.
But
no.
Beautiful. Everyone, so I can read some descriptions of how beautiful he is,
Cruel
but
Prince,
I'm not going to be like excited
hot
about
as shit.
Okay.
Super hot.
All right.
But it's like enemies to lovers kind of vibe.
I don't
just
mind.
So you know.
Like real enemies are like rivals to lovers. Like want to
blood
kill each other.
Rivals.
He doesn't want to kill her.
Okay.
But it is a thing where she's very stupid and she like finds a page where he wrote her name a million times and she's like, he must really hate me. I'm like, bitch, hello.
Hello.
Let's talk about Rob Reiner.
Spinal Tap.
Reiner makes good movies.
He makes great movies. Rob Reiner.
Didn't he do When Harry Met Sally?
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Also has the like documentary aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With those real couples.
With those real couples.
And Princess Bride, which has the documentary aspect of it being a book.
It's a story.
That's interesting.
So it story within a story, which is
not
like,
mockumentary at all.
I think like mockumentary in that it was a book once is like saying like, I don't know.
It's
like,
not like Harry Potter.
Like it's like a shoe in that it's like, I truly can't come up with something.
It's a shoe in that it lives on the ground.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Where you're like, okay.
Oh, like a dog.
Like a dog.
Yeah, a
it's
dog.
Like a dog.
A dog, like a shoe, dog. A documentary. They're all the same as Princess Bride. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, so.
But Rob Reiner, actually, a pretty funny actor as well. Mockumentary maker. And one role that I absolutely love him in and have OTP for is as the father of Jessica Day from the sitcom New Girl.
Yes.
And his beautiful and spunky ex-wife played by,
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Thank you, Jamie Lee Curtis. There is an episode where they try to parent trap them.
Yes.
And like they just, it's so good. They're like happily divorced, even though they hate each other and can't stand to be in a room together. And then just like hook up anyway, because it's like, whatever, it'll be hot. But like, we're not going to get back together. And they have to explain to their like 34-year-old daughter that they're not going to get back together. And I don't know. It's just very cute. And I like them a lot. They're both really funny actors.
I
like them off each other.
It makes me wish that they were on I would watch a show about them.
Mm-hmm.
More than
once a season.
It's a treat to get to see them, but I feel that way about Jamie Lee Curtis. Like, if she was on a show that did 20 episodes a year, I would be so happy to watch those 20 episodes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just, like, enjoy spending time with her. And Christopher Guest!
Oh.
Because they're married.
They're married!
Wait, what?
They live in a castle together.
They live in a castle together!
Are you shitting me?
No.
And Christopher Guest live in a castle together? I'm changing my ship right now.
Yeah. The godfather of mockumentaries is in a ship with the wife of the king of documentaries.
Whoa, that is fucked up.
How did I not know about this?
Not well known. I learned this maybe 2 months ago.
Oh my God. Yeah. I want to go to their castle.
Yeah.
I want to be their best friend.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know if being Christopher Guest's best friend
Jamie Lee Curtis's best friend.
That
you get
would
to
be
hang
great.
Out with Christopher Guest at dinner parties.
But that would make you Diane Keaton.
Who's complaining?
Yeah.
You get to wear cool pants all the time.
You're an icon.
And a big hat.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. No, but Christopher Guest, he's supposed to be kind of an asshole,
oh,
right?
Is he? I haven't heard really? His rap.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Like a jerk? Or
yeah,
like...
just like a jerk.
Oh, yeah.
Just
I can
like
see that.
Has a very high opinion of himself and doesn't lets that color every interaction with anyone.
Oh, so I don't wish to meet him anymore. Because
I could meet him. That's okay. Spend time with him, though. That's a lot.
In a castle with
Jamie? His castle.
You can make it work. You can make it work, though.
Absolutely.
It's such a big castle. You would be hanging out with Jamie, and you'd barely see him.
That's true. He's some kind of like minor royalty.
Right. That's why they have a castle.
That's why they have a castle.
Shut up. Really?
Yes.
This is so fun. You should know more about your king.
This is so fun.
Yeah, he's literally a king.
That's great.
Yeah.
Which is why I inserted before like some kind of Duke of mockumentary, because yeah. I thought we were talking
yeah,
about
that would
Christopher
you.
Guest.
Oh my God.
That was a callback. You guys can rewind and
yeah,
go back.
It was there. It was there.
It was
check
really
the tape. Check the tape.
I'm going to delete it from that.
What?
Yeah.
Get
just
the hell
just
out
to
of
make
that.
You seem crazy.
Just make me sound insane.
Oh, but leave yeah. all of his justification in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, rewind. Rewind
yeah. Yeah,
the
yeah,
tape.
Yeah, exactly that.
Do you have a Mocktober ship?
So I've got half of a Mocktober ship. I've got characters that I badly want to find love.
Mm.
And I want them to find a purpose. Because I'm thinking about one of the things that like introduced me to the idea of mocking something as a form of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes.
And Joel or Mike or Jonah, whoever.
Yeah.
Has built these robots to watch crappy movies with
yep.
him. And, you know, for Joel or Mike or Jonah, it's a trade-off that he makes, right? He's mm-hmm. using the special parts on the Satellite of Love that would help him control when the movie begins or ends
yes.
To build his robot friends, right? So he's making a choice.
Yes.
And he's like, I'm going to bring these two consciousnesses, three, I guess, if you count Gypsy, and Cambot, so four, I guess. So maybe these four characters that I want them, because they're going to outlive
yeah.
the human being on the Satellite
yeah,
of Love.
That's true.
They have twice already.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's, true.
That's right. So I'm talking Crow. I'm talking Tom Servo. I guess I'm talking Gypsy and Cambot as well.
Okay.
But I'm less concerned about them.
Just ship
right.
them together.
Because they don't, they can be together.
Yeah. And they're both.
People love when you do that.
You two are fine. Crow and Tom Servo.
Yeah. Okay.
They've watched hundreds
yep.
of shitty movies about human beings, which they are not. Right.
Yeah, right.
And they were brought into life on the Satellite of Love in this torture scenario for this human being. And the human being is going to die off. They're then just like off in the satellite in outer space. I want to find love for Crow and Tom Servo. And I think they spent too much time together
yeah.
just being like cynical and mean about movies.
What if you brought a sweet boy into the mix?
I think absolutely they need a sweet boy.
A sweet boy like an R2?
Ooh, like an R2-D2?
Yes.
Like, yes. Although, I mean, R2-D2's got a little bit of a salty
side,
too.
He's got a salty side, but he's
generally
sweet
though.
Yeah. R2 could hang with the movie make fun ofs.
How so?
Pretty sarcastic.
He's a sarcastic
yeah.
guy?
Yeah. Yeah, he could tough.
He's got
zingers.
A sense of humor.
His jokes are just all little like whistles and beeps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. If there was just another robot in there that couldn't speak like English and was just...
And maybe he's the link that pulls all three of them into a functional triad.
That would be pretty good.
Interesting.
What, and then C-3PO is just like cucked?
Yeah, well,
C-3PO.
He's got
to. Who gives a shit?
I think C-3PO's ace, to be honest.
Honestly, yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. But which is probably part of R2-D2's frustration.
Mm-hmm.
That like
that he wants to fuck.
And R2 is a sexual creature. Yeah.
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 And to clarify, not just ace, but aromantic. I don't think C-3PO wants nothing to do with nobody.
Yeah.
He doesn't even really want friends.
Right.
Like
no,
he
that's
has
right.
them,
but he doesn't. Yeah, so he's
right,
so
they're always a burden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh well, they are. When has any of his friends done shit for him?
I know.
Chewbacca puts them together, but like not in a great way.
Yeah.
I mean, Chewbacca kind of does it because he's like bored, right?
Yeah. Like,
and then the second C-3PO starts like talking too much, he's like, "Nope, shut him down." So then, but then do Tom Servo and Crow. Do they then like join the rebellion, or do they just like hang out and like make fun of bad movies together?
I think this might be between trilogies.
Yeah. Okay.
So the Empire has been defeated.
Right.
The New Order hasn't started up yet.
Right. Luke Skywalker and Lando Calrissian are out seeking Sith artifacts or whatever they're doing, between movies. chasing Ochi of Bestoon around the galaxy. And then R2-D2 is like, I don't need to do this. This is stupid. No. Yeah. He goes and he finds a satellite of love, rescues two lonely robots whose human friend died out millennia ago.
There's just bones in the corner.
They've made it into a xylophone.
They play it. Do they still play movies for them in the Satellite of Love after?
Well, they don't control when the movies begin or end.
So yeah, they're not. They can't get out of it.
They can't get out. Wait.
Okay.
So,
what if?
Okay.
So Tom Servo and Crow have been experiencing this forever, and they're like, we can't control this. The special parts were used to build us.
Yeah.
And Tom Servo makes a sacrifice.
No.
For Crow, so that he can control when the movies begin or end.
Plugs his little gumball head
into the machinery.
This feels more like the story Patrick is going to write.
This happens before R2 shows up.
Yeah.
And so he thinks he's alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
like just as he's like.
Again, Scrooge Gypsy and Gamba.
they don't talk to him. I mean, Gypsy, I guess, talks to them.
Gypsy. Well, okay, so maybe one by one, they all sacrifice to
so that everyone gets more ability and control
when the movies begin or end. So now it's just Crow, and he has total control over when the movies begin or end.
But at what cost?
Then R2-D2 comes by, and they have a connection.
Okay.
And Crow's like, do you want to watch a movie? I can start it whenever we want.
Oh my god, I want to change.
And that's the last panel, because this is a comic in my mind.
I want to change the ship, since we're doing it bleak. Can we make it Mother from the movie Mother instead?
Hey guys!
Two relationships!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.